KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Welcome to Turnstiles from Radio Rethink. I'm Joel Davis with an hour's worth of music that we think maybe you didn't know you love. In this hour, you'll hear from Efterklang, Hey Marseille, Radiohead, Nils Fromm, and Devotchka. We begin the hour with a Congo classic from Folidor, It's Turnstiles.
Niña de mis ojos, María, que se pasa ahora en ti, por mis venas, por el sangre, María Antonia, te quiero. A ver, te parece como un hombre, o luz de mi alma, María, o flor más amara, yo soy en ti, María Antonia.
Vega de prisa, hay una luna que te espero. Mi corazón vega de prisa, hay una luna que te espero. Boni Maria, ma chi la matambolie, ma bando malechie, Maria Antonia. Socchio Boni Maria, o canizio gialue, assunina ma beleo, Maria Antonia.
Thank you.
from a 78 RPM record. That's Ethiopia's Yetna Tadigan. Before that, and starting this hour, it was Folidor and Maria Antonio from Roots of OK Jazz, Congo Classics, 1955 to 56. It's Turnstiles, where we're not afraid to stretch out with music like Firkat Al-Ard.
One, two, three, four. Jesus never smoked cigarettes. God never shot a gun. Mary Mother never left her love for the cold California sun. I remember how we would dance out loud and safe and solemn harbors away from windswept towns and white cloth crowds to dance out loud. Suture science to your forehead, I will take the blame. Miracles for lovers' sake are miracles the same. I remember how we dance out loud and safe and solemn harbors away swept towns and white cloth crowds to dance out loud. We'll ride our serpentine, we'll make a mighty wave. We'll burn our gasoline, sing for sacred days. We'll ride our serpentine, we'll make a mighty way. We'll burn our gasoline, we will sing for sacred days.
Come fire land, let's be marching, first for France, then for Holland. Cannons roar, colors flying, all my love, there's no denying. Ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well. Nothing on this earth that'll love like I love you. Over and over, 10 times over. Drink up the liquor, boys, turn the glasses over. Ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well. And they're on for marching. Everyone is true love searching. Cannons roar, drums are beating. Oh, my love, there's no retreating. Ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well. Farewell, to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well. A ring farewell, to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well.
Love Farewell from Jake Xerxes Fussell there, wrapping up a long set of music here on Turnstiles that was preceded by Cigarettes from Hey Marseille, Efter Klang in there, Dreams Today, Eleni Karandru, Landeswater, and Ferket Al-Ard also in that incredibly difficult to pronounce set of music. It gets a little easier coming up in just a minute with Daniel Lanois as Turnstiles continues. In tune to Turnstiles, bringing you a daily mix of diverse music. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. Stop by the Turnstiles section of RadioRethink.com, where you'll find a contact form, newsletter sign up, and social media connects. We look forward to meeting you. Here's Daniel Lanois featuring Rocco DeLuca.
Revolution Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Now, John, you have from time to time been criticized, attacked is probably a better word, on the basis that you just don't care about anything or anybody. I'm sure this isn't true, but would you tell us what is the thing that you care most about?
Well, I mean, the thing, obviously, the first thing you think about is yourself and your family. So I care about them, so whoever said I didn't care about anybody's wrong for that. There's plenty of things I care about, but all the things I'm known for not caring about are things that a lot of people don't care about, and it's usually, you know, a certain type of person that cares about them, and I'm one of the, you know, just things in general that aren't important to me, that seem important to other people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a sin or a crime.
No, not suggesting
that. Yeah, I know, but the people think it is, you know. Only I can't think of them because they're so general.
Yeah.
It's just that when I come across them, I realise that I don't care about them because I've never thought of them before, you know.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your home, where you live now, John. How big is the house and what sort of area does it cover?
Well, it's in what they call the stockbroker area, and everybody thinks you move pop stars. I don't know what other pop stars move into places like that for. I moved in because it was about the third house I looked at, and I had to get out of a flat quick. And I didn't care where it was, as long as it was somewhere quite quiet.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to live in London, but I wouldn't risk it till it's really quiet and down.
How big, in fact, is the house you're in?
It's quite big. It had a lot of bedrooms, but it said it had about 10 when I got in there, but they called anything a bedroom, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably got about 6 now. It's 3 floors, though. It's quite big.
Did you change it a lot?
I knocked the whole inside out, practically. Yeah. I didn't mean to. I meant to just get in and live for 5 years till the sort of fan fever settled down, and then sort of go out looking properly, because I could hardly look at houses, never mind living it. But it seemed massive when I walked in, but it gets smaller as you get used to it. But I only realise how big it is when I go home again to Liverpool or visit any relations and realise the size of the house compared to it. But it feels like a normal house now. Can't find enough room for it. I need more rooms for more instruments and things like that. I've got one room that's blue, green and some other colour, I don't know. I just painted it myself with about 14 guitars in it, 20 pianos, organs, tape recorders, everything. The next room's full of those racing cars. The next room's got a desk in where I write and draw. And the next room's got one-armed bandits and football games and all those things. You put tanners in. I go up there and sort of play about there. And the rest of the house is normal, you see. So it's almost...
You're nearly
like
there.
But
you're
it's not big enough, you see. I'd need a giant place.
Yeah. What about the... I don't know whether it is the latest car that you've acquired. You seem to have had a string of cars, but the big black job, John.
Oh, that Rolls. Well, when I first got the original Rolls, I couldn't drive. Well, I hadn't passed my test. I never bothered, because I wasn't very interested in it anyway, driving. But when all the others passed, I thought I'd better do it. I just sort of get left. So I got the first Rolls, and sort of used to be embarrassing sitting in a Rolls. You know, you draw up. People think I've got black windows to hide completely. Well, it's partly that, and also because it's good when you're coming home late at night and it's still if it's daylight when you're coming in, it's dark inside. The guy just shut all the windows and you're still in the club.
But you've had the whole thing black, haven't you, John?
All of it's black. The wheels are black, and the only thing still normal is the radiator, which they wouldn't do black at the time, but I quite like it silver now.
But is it all black inside?
Inside it's black carpet.
The black windows, I understand, but why did you have everything else black?
Because I like black, you know, and if I've got to make a choice of colours, either in a hurry or one that I know I can live with, I can always, it saves me thinking about another colour scheme.
Yeah.
And I'm always comfortable if it's black, you see, I don't mind if it's black.
Here's a point. When you came round to visit us in our studios the other day, John, you parked, somebody parked the Rolls right out there in the middle of a parking meter, no parking belt, and it was just left and it was fine and you came out and went away. Do you think that this is a sort of passport to anywhere arose. I mean, I've heard this suggestion before. It is a bit of a pass.
Well, you see, you get some policemen that'll sort of keep, you know, sort of shut their eyes a bit if they see a role, especially a big black one, you know, which is quite a good advantage. But also you get the other type of policeman that's got it in for anybody, that, you know, capitalist thingy, isn't that? You know, so he'll pick on you just because you are in a big car, you know. So even though, you know, they don't know the bias, but their attitude is, even though they have got a role, I don't care who it is, you know.
Well, do you have any kind of, you just threw in this capitalist bit, I know, flippantly, do you have any kind of political leanings at all?
I have, you know, but I can never place what they are. You know what I mean? I can go on about it.
They're not into any party line.
They're not any party line I've heard of yet. I don't object to people inheriting money or having a big lot of money. I never did. Mm. But I do object to people being stony broke and starving, you know.
What about sort of feelings and attitudes as a father, John? I mean, obviously you could afford to give your son any kind of education you would choose. Will you in fact do that, do you think, or would you like to leave a lot of it to him?
Obviously you've got to choose his school up to
14.
Well, I've worked out, I would never send him to a public school because just of the snob value that he'd be snobbish to people that didn't go, but the people there would also be snobbish to him because of what I am. Mm. So I'm not going to let him go through that. If I send him to an ordinary school, just an ordinary day school or a grammar school, if he was at a grammar school, his father would be that much richer than most of the people there, that he's bound to get, you know, some
difficulty
there, because of what I am. So the only school I worked out would be best for him for till he's 12 is the French school, that one where they teach him in French.
The lycée, yes.
Yeah, I can't never remember the name of it. So there I reckon he'd, if it's like it, it's, I've been told, you know, you get all nationalities, all colours. Mm. I think that's the most sort of classless school I can think
of. But beyond that, would you give him complete freedom of choice or would you try to direct him at all?
I don't know, you see. I can't imagine. I'm trying not to do all the things I disliked. Mm. But not all of them, because some of the things I disliked did happen. They were right at the time, even though I was so annoyed.
Can you think of an example?
It's a joke in the family now, but I still, you know, don't, you know, the guitar's all right for a hobby. That's the big thing. It's quite, but it won't earn you any money. Now, I know that I always keep thinking that I should have, you know, I was obviously musical from very early. Mm. And I just wonder why nobody ever did anything about it. Maybe because they couldn't afford it.
Let's sort of confine it to this then, John. If your son, when he got to a reasonable sort of age, I mean, early teens, felt very strongly that he wanted to do anything at all, would you encourage him?
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Well, I would, the only thing, I'd hope it was something like I like, but I know I've got to not do that. Mm. You know, I mean, I'm already sort of, get on that piano, he's on his tune. Yeah. When he gets on, I mean, he does it himself and all that kind of thing, but I don't know whether all kids are 2.5 do. Obviously, he's going to be a bit influenced because there's music.
Sure.
My kind of music on all the time at home. Yeah. And I think I'm just turning out like all other parents, you see.
Obviously.
But I'll try and think about it when he's not there. I try and be rational.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it all right, but I suppose I'll just turn out the same. Yeah. I'm going to try not to, you know. At least I'm thinking about it now.
But with that much experience behind you now, would you like to have more children?
Yeah, I'd just, as many as come, you know, let them roll out, I say.
Yes.
I like large families, the idea of it.
Good, fine. John, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
The falling rain, weave me the hope of a new tomorrow, and fill my cup again. Sing it with me. And the concrete crumble, shine on me again. The proud and the mighty all have stumbled, shine on me again now. Weave me the sunshine out of the fall, out
tomorrow and fill my cup again.
They say that the tree of loving shine on me again grows on the bank of the river of suffering. Shine on.
I can't wait to get away. You know, down like a beach and cruise this weekend.
Yeah, doing hot concert too, man. That's the most important thing.
But being day two is to get enough money for gas and to go out to the disco. I like to see all the beautiful chicks. Yeah. So I'm gonna just kind of cruise. Take my Bank of America, you know. Otherwise, how can I get money? Plus, then my friends always say, "Hey, brother, you can buy me one drink, man."
Kimbo and the crew sucking up the brew. Bolero me smoking on the side. All the surfers are dropping while the high schools are popping. Down Galagawa for a ride. It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no.
An arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very